From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authorities investigate why a Russian passenger jet crashed in the Sinai Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. At least 25 children are among the dead. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the Airbus went down less than half an hour after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalymavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Barack Obama's decision to send special operations forces to Syria is only focused on fighting the Islamic State. Speaking at a news conference Saturday in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Kerry said that sending the 50 commandos to northern Syria to work with rebels there is not part of a U.S. involvement in the Syrian civil war.
It is focused exclusively on Daesh and on augmenting our ability to be able to more rapidly attack Daesh and do a better job of eliminating Daesh and its influence in that region.
Kerry's visit to Kyrgyzstan kicked off a long-planned Central Asian tour that will take him to four other countries. This is VOA News.